Welcome to this podcast for TXN 201B, The Taxation of Individuals. I'm Mark van Dijk, one of your lecturers. The aim of this podcast is to provide you with some feedback regarding your first assignment. The average mark was 51%, and just over half, or 52% of the students, passed. Work through the solution carefully and restudy those areas where you made mistakes. Be aware that there will be no multiple choice questions in the exam. I can point out some of the questions where many students made mistakes. Firstly, questions 1 and 2 were reasonably well answered by most students. But in question 3, you were asked to calculate the taxpayer's normal tax. Many students deducted the rebates and chose option 4. That was incorrect. Remember that normal tax is calculated before deducting the rebates. Normal tax less the rebates gives you net normal tax. Questions 8 and 9 involve study unit 5, the general deduction formula, and many students selected the wrong options for these two questions. Carefully study the section specific transactions, which is section 4.11 in your textbook. Question 10 also involved the general deduction formula, and once again, many students chose the wrong option. It involved the definition of trade. Section 4.2 in your textbook should be studied to establish why option 2 is correct. Question 12 involved non-retirement funding income. Many students chose option 1, which was incorrect. They forgot that in calculating non-retirement funding income, you must deduct any exemptions. The taxpayer's interest income was fully exempt, so option 3 was correct. Question 30 also caused problems for a number of students. You were asked to calculate William's income. Remember that income is gross income less exempt income. Many students included William's capital gain in his income. That was incorrect. Taxable capital gains are only included in the taxpayer's taxable income after deducting allowable deductions such as pension and RAF contributions. Refer to the income tax framework on page 12 of your first study guide, tutorial letter 102, to see what I mean. If you have any queries, please feel free to contact us via phone or email. All our contact details are in your study material. We wish you all the best with the next assignment and for the rest of your studies for the taxation of individuals.